Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Shine and Flow. Today's episode is going to be really awesome. I have someone really great that I'm going to interview. But before we get started, as always, I want us to take 3 deep breaths just to get centered, get present, and get our minds right to hear whatever it is that we have to share with you guys today. So go ahead and take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in, out, and last one, and out. That always makes me feel so good. It's just so centering, and it just reminds me that my breath is such a powerful tool that I often forget about. So I hope that helps all of you out there. Just remember that if you need time to slow down, just take a deep breath. Your breath is there to save the day. So today's episode, I'm really excited. I have an awesome friend here. His name is Coach Eddie Smith. He's the best. I've been working with him for a few months now, and he is one of the most motivated people I know, always positive, always just pushing himself to be stronger and better and reaching his fullest potential. And I just told him, you know, I have to interview you. I need to find out what you're doing because I think the world needs to hear this too. And so I have him here today. Hey, Coach Eddie, how you doing?
Coach Lucy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm real good. How are you this morning?
Oh, doing fantastic. I'm glad you're finally doing this interview.
Me too. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while, so it's about time that we made magic happen. So, Coach Eddie, what makes you so awesome?
It's not what makes me awesome, but it's what I'm driven for.
Okay.
You know, life, we all get opportunity in life, what we want to do. And you've heard the saying, like, your world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
So why not do something that's amazing? Why not do something that's going to shoot you for the stars?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes me awesome, I guess, is my ability to want the most out of life. Like, we all should. We all deserve it.
But I like that you always have that at the forefront of your mind, because I think a lot of times, a lot of us understand, it's almost like we take it for granted. You know, the world is our oyster, like, but we don't keep that at the forefront of our mind to keep pushing towards reaching that, right? And that's what I really appreciate about you, is that no matter what, you're always pushing to keep moving forward. And even just now, you made a comment about that was the old me. And that was what, like a week ago?
Yeah.
So I like that. I like that you can just say, this is the new me. Today's a new day.
Yeah. Like, we had a talk with one of our clients a few moments ago, and we were joking around about YOLO, like, oh, you know, you only live once. But in reality, like, you get to live every day, and every day is a new start. Whatever happened yesterday, well, that came to an end. Like, what is next? What can you do today to fix yesterday? What can you do today to be a better tomorrow?
Right.
And that's what I look forward to every single day. Like, how do I better myself? How do I do it for my loved ones? You know, how do I do mm-hmm. it for the people around me, my mm-hmm. team? And if I grow, everyone else should grow as well.
Right. And that's, you know, another thing I really appreciate about you is that you definitely, you're not doing it for selfish motives. Like, it's not coming from an ego place. I think you're doing it as like a holistic, like, how can I help the world and how can I be a better me to make a better world? And that really shows in your coaching energy and just who you are every day.
I mean, in reality, I think we're all in this together, right? In this world.
Totally.
What separates us is differences, but if we could put differences aside in whatever it may be and focus on a bigger goal, whether mm-hmm. I mean like to start a business, whether I mean as a relationship to live a happy life or whatever, if we come together and realize all is greater than me, if that makes sense.
Totally. I yeah. love that. Yeah. That's cool. All is greater than me.
So
I get that.
I think our purpose in this world is to make this world a better place, whether it be small or big. It's what can we do? How can we give our gift to the world?
Right.
So that's what, that's my motto.
And your other motto is to ride your bike to work every morning.
Yeah. Well, shoot, these gas prices are getting crazy.
It's crazy. So Coach Eddie, we get to the gym at like I don't know, I get here about 4:30 in the morning. Coach Eddie probably gets here at 4, and he rides his bike here. So I get here, I see no other car. I'm like, oh, it's Coach Eddie today. Yeah. Come in, sure enough, his bike is just inside, and big smile. He's like, good morning, how's it going? I'm like, who are you? So I definitely want to get in your brain more because, yeah, I want to learn more about how you have this mindset all the time.
Man, I heard this awesome quote the other day, and it said that we are defined by our reaction to failure. Mm-hmm. We are defined by our reaction to fail. Sorry, I'm saying that so wrong. We are defined by our reactions to our failures. There we go.
We are defined by our reactions to our failures. Okay. Yeah,
so easily, I could easily say, you know what, like, tomorrow I'm going to ride my bike to work. But then the following morning comes.
All right, everyone. Welcome to part two of this interview with Coach Eddie Smith. Unfortunately, I had a little technical difficulty, so let's get back on track. But Coach Eddie was sharing a really awesome quote with us. So if you want to go ahead and say it again, I already forgot it.
Okay. We are defined by our reactions to our failures.
Okay, that's right. We are defined by our reactions to our failures.
Like, you can easily, like, you have two options. You can quit and give up and feel sorry for yourself, or you can get back up on your horse and keep going at it. You know, you fall 7 times, get up 8. I guess we're talking about my bike and, like, why I ride to work.
But... Oh, right. Yeah, that's what you were saying. You can say the night before, like, I'm going to get up and ride my bike. But then the next morning, you're like, no, I don't want to. I'm tired.
I'm tired. It's cold. I can make 100 different excuses. Like, you know, it's easier. I'm running late. Whatever it may be. But our whole thing in life is that we're supposed to be a person of our word. If you're setting out to do something and it doesn't go your way, or some obstacle comes up, are you going to let that break you and make you want to quit? Or are you going to find a way to accomplish it and go over that? Yeah, it was cold this morning. I really did not want to ride my bike. But like, yeah. I told myself I did. And at the end of the day, like, it's not going to matter to you. It's not going to matter to your loved ones. But it's going to matter to me. Did I let myself down? Or did I do what I said I was going to do?
Yeah.
So.
And that's a really powerful concept, to just be a person of your word, right? I think it's so easy to maybe just get lazy or get comfortable with whoever it is that you say you're going to do something for, that you're going to be there at a certain time, and it's like, oh, well, they'll understand, or like, well, I deserve it, you know, I should take the extra 5 minutes for myself. It's like, I just feel like that concept of being a person of your word is something that could honestly change your life.
Yeah, and then reality too, like, we're all going to eventually die one day.
Scary, but yeah, but true, right.
There's beautiful things with that too, but absolutely. The thing is, like, what do you want people to say about you when you die? Do you want them to say, like, oh, this person was, you know, they're okay, they're cool.
They're mediocre.
We'll miss them. We'll miss them. Or do you want people to genuinely, like, miss you and say, like, that person was a hard worker, that person motivated me, they changed the world, like, the world's gonna be different with them being gone, like, they did what they said they were gonna do, all this stuff. Like, how do you want to be defined?
Exactly.
Like, I heard this quote by, I'm a big quote guy.
Yes, I love it. The quotes are the best. He always has them.
But they say you die twice, the day you're buried and then the day someone stops talking about you. Like, let that sink in. Like, the last time your name is brought up, that is when you die again.
Yeah.
And you're just faded off in history.
That's a sad thought.
It is a sad thought, but that...
Also a motivating thought, right? Because it's like, well, what can I do to create, maybe in a way, a legacy, or just, like, create a better world, like, leave my footprint on the world?
And necessarily, I mean, like, some people, like, have different goals. Like, for me, like, I would love to make a lasting, positive impact on the world. But some people may not have a goal to do that. Some people might have a goal to be the best teacher that they could be, to be the best fitness coach they could be, to be the best baker, hairstylist, whatever it may be. But whatever you're doing, like, give it your all, rather than just 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Because if you give it your all and you fail, at least you're giving it your all and you know what you're capable of. But if you only go at things with a half effort, with a half whatever, you're not gonna be who you set out to be. You're just gonna be drifting.
Absolutely. Oh man, that hit deep for me, because for a while I've been, and I told you, I've been experiencing this like kind of that moment in my life where it's like I feel like I'm drifting a lot, and it's because a lot of times I'm not fully committing myself or dedicating myself to something. So that's just, that's powerful. that turned a little chord in me. I was like, dang.
Like, we all get 24 hours in a day, correct?
Yeah.
And like working out, when we see, I make people go on long runs or go make them do extra burpees.
Yeah, Coach Eddie's intense.
If they end early, like when I'm counting down 3, 2, 1, if I see people end on 3, I send them on a long run, burpees, do whatever. But the thing is, like, why would you use your time to waste your time? Like, if you're doing something, why not give it your all for that 3 seconds, for that 30 minutes, for that hour, for that time, whatever that may be?
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, like, what's it going to matter in 5, 10 years? But if you let up here, if you take it easy here, take it easy there, those 3 seconds, those 30 minutes, whatever it may be, they add up over time. And then you're going to look back in your life and be like, wow, like, I wasted so much time of my life not doing something.
Absolutely.
But if you give it your all and you realize, like, oh, you know what, like, I didn't enjoy that. Well, at least you learned. At least you realize what's next. But if you kind of like, if you don't give things a chance, if you don't really buy into what you're doing, then what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, life has so much to offer. Why not experience it all? Get the most out of it.
Get the most out of it. Right. And I really like how you tell our clients a lot when they're working out. You're like, you spend longer on Instagram and Facebook. Like, you can hold the burpee scrolling, or you can hold a plank for a minute. Like, yeah, come on.
Do something. And everyone has the same 24 hours. And then people always kill me when they say, like, I don't have time. Like, my mom came this weekend. And mom, she probably won't listen to this podcast, but I'm trying to do. But like, she kept saying, like, she's trying to become a realtor, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to get her license.
That's a tough industry, but yeah,
and
absolutely.
I asked her, like, you know, like, have you taken your test yet? And she's like, I haven't had time. What do you mean you don't have time? I didn't say this, but in my mind, I'm thinking, what do you mean you don't have time? But I respect my mom, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as she's visiting me this past weekend, we're driving around, and I look over in the passenger seat. She's scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through Instagram. She seems, like, to never get off her phone. And it had me thinking, like, wow, like, the same person who says she doesn't have time is the same person who's giving her time to this app, to the other people, mm-hmm. to people that really, like, don't matter. I mean, yeah, you have loved ones, but you see them all the time on social media. But if you're spending 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes here, whatever, how long you're spending, that adds up.
Totally.
That's time wasted. That's time you'll never get back. Benjamin Franklin has another quote. He says, time wasted is time never found again.
Oh, wow.
Time wasted is time never found again.
You can never get it back.
So what you do with your time is...
And, you know, that's what happens, I think, to a lot of us, is that we tell ourselves a certain story, right? The story that, oh, we're too broke to do this.
Give ourselves an excuse.
Yeah. Excuses are easy. The effort is not. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I'm too broke to do this. I'm too tired to do that. I don't have enough time. It's like, I don't know. I catch myself, like, I'm guilty of this, like, complaining and crying so much that I'm like, gosh, knock it off, you know? Like, you have all the time in the world. Like, prioritize accordingly. Like, are you going to spend 4 hours a day on Instagram and Facebook and other social media? Or are you going to spend those 4 hours on maybe learning a new language?
Being productive.
Like, reading a book that's going to enhance your mind. Working out. Like, what is it that you're going to do?
I think it's this simple. Like, people before us, before our time, have done things to make a lasting impact on this world. Thomas Edison created a light bulb. Who else? John D. Rockefeller created the railway, did crazy things. You just have all these people who've done something extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
What makes them any different than you? There's people who've come from
right?
the very bottom of the darkest places in the world and have done things that will last forever. There's people who had millions of kids and still did their goal. But if they could do it, what makes them any different from you?
Oh, absolutely nothing. It's just their prioritizing. It's their dedication.
It's their commitment. Yeah.
That's what it is.
You like working out, you get out what you put in life, you know? Like, if you give 50% effort, if you give 50% of your time, you're only going to get those results. But if you give everything you have to what you want to do, you will get it. Now, we had this talk before, but we don't always know what it is we want to do. We have that
idea
of, like, what is my purpose?
Yeah, what is my calling?
But the thing is, like, if we don't try, like going back earlier, if we don't give 100% in the things we're doing now, you'll never know. Say you give time to something right now, like 100% effort, and it's something you realize you don't enjoy, you've tried it. What's next? But if you never try, never fail, you won't know what it is you want to do.
Yeah.
If you never fall, you won't know what getting up is like.
Absolutely.
So.
And, you know, I think that could also gnaw away at you. If you're not giving 100% to something you're trying, I think the rest of your life that could come back to haunt you. You know, it's like, well, would that have been for me? Did I give it the full effort to really find out if that was for me? It's like you're kind of cheating yourself.
Have you ever seen that picture online? It's like a meme or whatever they call them. But it's like two miners digging. One's on top, one's on bottom. And they're digging a tunnel forward.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of the miners stops and gets tired, starts walking back. But the other miner on the bottom, he just happened to keep going a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And he eventually got to the diamond.
Yes, I did see that
one. You see that? They're both at the same level, but
right.
You'll never know if you quit early. You'll never know if you just keep reaching, if you just keep trying. Fall, fail, whatever it is, just get back up.
Yep.
And eventually, something will happen. But if it doesn't, until someone absolutely tells you, like, it is not possible, or you realize, like, there is no possible way of me getting this goal, when you get to that point, then it's okay to try something else. But until then, you gotta give it your all.
Absolutely. And even then, we were talking about this the other day, like, people that you've seen online or on the news that don't have their arms, but they're still playing like the violin or the piano or whatever it is, and they're using like their feet. And it's like, really, there is no such thing as impossible. Like, everything can be done.
Though, my dad had a quote. Once again, with these quotes.
I love these quotes. Keep them coming. I'm going to write them all out.
My dad had a quote, and he said, those who see the invisible can do the impossible. Like,
ooh.
Though, like, we can't see something with our eyes. Like,
yes, I love that.
Like, if you have the imagination, or if you have the actual, just having the goal, like, you can do it. Like, you just got to figure it out. Like, Rome, you heard the saying Rome, I always say this all the time, but Rome wasn't built in a day. Like,
right.
Everyone's heard that.
Yeah.
But it took effort here, effort there. It just took consistency.
Consistency. I think that's key.
Yeah.
To anything. It's just being consistent.
But same thing, once again, Rome wasn't destroyed in a day. It was a little setback here.
Absolutely.
Cutting corners over here, a little quitting here and there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do it later. Oh, you know what? I'll go on Facebook for 5 minutes. Like,
I deserve it.
I can have my cheat meal, but it's those little things that you add up over and over again that also allow us to fail.
Yeah. If you're not moving forward, then you're either stagnant or you're going backwards.
I don't know. I disagree with that.
Really?
I don't think there's a stagnant. I don't think we're here at a level playing field. I think it's either up or down. Like, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. Because at the end of the day, like, you're not competing with anyone else, but you are competing with yourself.
Yeah.
And if you aren't striving for more, like, I mean, it's okay. I guess it's okay to settle for some people, but if you're really trying to do something in the world, why not keep climbing?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not climbing more, but your whole goal is to make the world a better place, like, what's happening?
Absolutely. And I think that settling is just so easy to do, right? We were talking about that last week, how it's like, oh, well, it's a good job. It provides, you know, comfort and this and that. And it's like, okay, that's good, right? Like, take care of things you need to take care of. But at the same time, don't just settle because you're comfortable. And I think we get stuck in that comfort zone. Our brains aren't designed for growth. Our brains are designed to keep us alive. And what keeps us alive is comfort, right? So I think a lot of times we just get stuck in these limiting thoughts and these limiting beliefs that our brain keeps telling us that is real, right? Like, oh, you can't do one more burpee because you're going to die. If you do one more, you're going to pass out. But then you do it and you're just like, hey, I feel so good. I overcame that thought.
You know what it is? I think that's just the way we're programmed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we're raised. Like, you know, when you're younger.
Absolutely.
When you're younger, or I guess when you see younger kids, you don't see kids just touch ovens. You don't see kids just touching the stove top, because their parents teach them, like, that's hot. No, that's hot. That's right. Hot. Don't touch. That's hot. Same thing with us, though. We're programmed to, hey, get a job, retire, settle, live life. We're taught, hey, go to college, do this, do this. We're taught in this cookie cutter program, and that's been taught for so many decades, centuries, I guess you could say,
yeah,
that you have to follow this path of life. Mm-hmm. You have to be, success is defined as this, so whatever it may be, that we're put with the notion that we can only do so much.
Yes.
Or if I don't reach a certain point in life, like if I don't get that $100,000 job by the time I'm 25, then I'm considered a failure.
Yeah.
That's that cookie cutter program put into our life. Everyone has the ability to do more. Everyone has the ability to reach for something greater.
Oh, absolutely.
It just takes hard work. We're taught that, like, oh, when things get hard, give up. We're taught that you could take it easy. You could take a break.
Yeah, if it's not comfortable, you know, take a break.
But in reality, you know the word purpose? Mm-hmm. The word purpose? The original origin, I forgot how you break it down, but the original origin is, Latin, and it means pain. Purpose means pain.
Wow.
You have to go through some type of pain for your purpose. Because if it's not hard, if it isn't tough, it isn't challenging, if it doesn't break you down inside, make you go crazy, then there's no purpose to it. I could easily just be here, be comfortable, but what's my purpose? What, collect a paycheck? To go home, watch TV, and just, to live a day-to-day routine?
Right. Live for the weekend.
What purpose is there to that?
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. And, nothing against anybody that does that. But, I think this is just such a good mind-opening conversation to just really challenge yourself and push yourself, instead of, reaching for your phone next time you're bored, sit with your thoughts. Think about your goals. Think about what you want to become. Next time you think, oh, it's too cold or it's too this and I can't do this, do that. No, challenge that mindset, because you're right. I feel we're programmed to follow a certain norm and to be a certain way.
Keeping up with the Joneses. That's you've heard that term before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the way our society is nowadays, especially with social media, it is so easy to feel like you're inadequate or you are not where you're supposed to be or other people are way better than you. Or, I suffer from that myself. I'm only human. But at the end of the day, all of that doesn't really matter. How you're saying, you only have you at the end of the day. And if, spending an hour on social media a day is making your life better, maybe you should really question your priorities. Question what it is that you really want to do moving forward.
You ever taken a picture for Instagram or whatever, Facebook, and said to someone, whoever was taking the picture, oh wait, hold on, let's do one more, that wasn't good enough?
Yeah, I look gross there. I'm a girl, yes.
But everyone does that. I used to be guilty of that. So that means we're trying to put the best picture of us looking our best online. Mm-hmm. But when we go on Instagram, think how many people do the same exact thing, try to put their best versions of themselves on there. Now, also think from the different perspective. Think about someone who's posted a picture. How long do you really spend looking at that picture? How long? What, more than 5 seconds? Less than 5 seconds?
Yeah, probably scroll. 3 seconds, right, as you're scrolling through.
But we try to put all that effort in for what, 5 seconds of attention?
Absolutely. And that's all ego, right? Our ego needs a stroke. It's hey, look at me. And that's why lately I've been very cautious with, posting, and I've just really stopped and I'm mindful about my use. I think that's the best way to put it, being mindful about my use. I'm like, what is this picture trying to portray? And why is it that I'm posting this? Is it to get attention? Is it to, bring awareness to something? It's such a powerful tool, but our egos are so quick to take over and just get in that driver's seat. Be like, hell yeah, time to get some likes.
I definitely think social media can be used as a tool, but it also can be used as a weapon. Same thing with the hammer.
Yeah.
It can be a tool or a weapon, what you do with it.
Perfectly said. Totally.
But I think majority of us get caught up in competing with others because we get so caught up in it. It's the the endorphins, is that what they're called?
Yeah, when the endorphins,
like,
yeah.
I need these likes. How many likes do I have?
Yeah.
But the same person who's upset because they only have 100 followers or 100 likes is the same person who's upset because they only have 10,000 likes. You're always competing with someone else out there. Oh, that person out there has 100,000 likes.
Yeah.
There's always more. Like, you've heard the number. It's like counting someone else's money. Money is infinite, but if you're spending time counting someone else's money, what's the point?
Right.
You're just sitting there wasting time about other people. Like, what can you do right now today to better yourself to one day better the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because at the end of the day, what's that picture you posted yesterday going to matter in 20 years?
Yeah, that's literally what I think about. It's like in the grand scheme of life and everything and like existence and the dawn of time and like if you want to get existential with it and our spirits, like what does that have to do with anything? Like, we should be working on virtues, right? Like, work on the virtue of patience, work on consistency, work on, like...
You should be working on just you.
Yeah, working on you.
Take the time to work on you.
Yeah.
Or, to like, forever just sit back and regret life. I mean, in reality, like,
ooh,
I said, we all have...
That's 20, scary.
We all have 24 hours in the day.
Scary.
And those little things add up. And once again, time wasted is time never found again. So what we do with our time is what we become. Like, you know, they say you are what you eat. You know, like, if I eat apples, I'm gonna be healthier than eating candy.
Right.
The same thing, we are what we consume as far as knowledge goes. Yeah. All that stuff. We only have so much energy in our brain, but if we're spending it looking at other people's lives on Instagram, Facebook, we're consuming that, and what does it do for us? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just wasted storage.
Yeah, wasted storage. That's a perfect way to put it, because our brains are like a sponge. And they have like a finite capacity, right? To soak up everything like a sponge. At some point, it gets oversaturated.
Mm.
And I feel like in our society, our brains are oversaturated with information and with like constant just, you know, criticisms and things and adrenaline. Like you're always rushing from one place to the next. It's just constant saturation. And like you said, like be mindful about what you're feeding your mind.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to sit there and watch questionable videos and like follow people that don't make you feel good about yourself? Like, why are you putting that torture on yourself?
Or like, you're going to look at people and be judging them too. Like, oh, like, she wears too much makeup.
Oh, or, yeah, absolutely. You know,
like, and for what reason?
Yeah.
Behind the screen? You know, actually, we talked about this earlier, but I deleted on Friday, which was my birthday, my 24th.
Yay,
I just turned 24.
Happy belated.
Thank you. I deleted my Facebook and deleted my Instagram. Now, in the past, like, I would delete the apps, so I wouldn't go on them, but I always found myself, like, going on the internet and, like, typing in Facebook and, like, going on.
Yeah.
As a habit, even though I deleted the apps. Well, like, I was so sick and tired of me, like, downloading the apps, re-downloading them, deleting them, re-downloading them, deleting them, that I said, you know what, like, I'm gonna just deactivate it. Like, literally just delete my profiles. Like, you know, I would say it was, like, years of hard work trying to get friends and stuff, but, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, those two people who I care about, they'll give me a call, they'll shoot me a text.
Exactly.
But I deleted it, and it's crazy because, like, ever since then, I've been having the habit of checking my phone. Like, oh, let me go on my phone real quick, and I'll scroll, but I realize, like, I don't have any apps to really, like, spend my time on, and it's just natural habit of me to take out my phone, but I know over time, gradually, I'm going to realize, like, okay, like, I don't have it anymore. No need to check it. But it was such a normal habit for me to just pull out my phone, hop on Instagram.
Isn't it interesting?
Oh, I have time to kill? Let me just go on Instagram. I have, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, I was saying, like, to everyone who's listening, like, challenge yourself. Next time you feel like I need to reach for my phone and you didn't hear anything, any notification, didn't see anything, stop and ask yourself, am I a slave to my phone? Because honestly, these habits that we're creating are like in our subconscious. Like, we don't even consciously pick up our phone and do it. Like, oh, I'm going to pick up my phone. It's like you do it and you're already on it before you even realize what's going on.
Yeah. I mean,
scary stuff.
In reality, like, majority of people have a goal in life, right? Majority of people want to do something with their life, whatever it may be, big or small. But your success, defining what your goal is, your success is defined by your daily habits.
Yeah.
What you do.
Say that again. Say it again.
Your success is defined by your daily habits.
Yes.
What you do with your time on a daily basis is what's going to lead you up to where you want to go. If you say you want to be the best version of yourself, but you spend all your time on social media, what is that doing for you? Now, if you're, granted, if your job is in social media, if your job depends on marketing, then, you know, more power to you. But for me, like, if I want to make an impact on the world, what is me going on Instagram going to do? For example, I'm training a lot right now. I'm trying to be the best version of myself. I have an Ironman coming up that I'm training for. So I got to swim, bike, and run. For me to do that, I can't get better if I'm sitting at home on TV or on Netflix or on my phone. For me to get better is having to go run, having to ride my bike, having to swim, even when I don't feel like it. It's those little habits, those small wins on a daily basis that lead up to my goal. And if I don't get there, it's okay. What I do wrong, let me tweak it. Let me do it differently. Let me see what I could do, and I'll work on it again. But
how you react to your failures.
How I react to my failures.
Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. So, it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
That was awesome. Well, everyone, you can see why I had to interview Coach Eddie, because he is just a breath of fresh air. The first day I started working here, I was like, what is he on? Like, I want some of that, because he is just so positive. He's always so motivated, so driven. All of our members at the gym love him. Like, he is awesome. So I hope that today you could take away something that will, you know, help you better your life, or not even better it, but just something to think about. So whether it's not reaching for your phone next time, or thinking about your daily habits, like Coach Eddie was saying, or any of his quotes, because he had a lot of good ones. Just think about some things today and really think about your life and where you want to go. So thanks, Coach Eddie, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
That was awesome. I'm glad we finally did it. And for everyone who's listening, please continue to shine and flow. Make it an awesome day.